From the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Area firefighters fought a brush fire just east of Tatum Tuesday night. The fire broke out around 6 p.m. and firefighters had it contained 90 minutes later. Lee County Emergency Manager Lorenzo Velasquez, who was at the scene, has this report.
You're looking at about 100 to 200 acres. The cause is, of course, roadside start right off the highway of 380.
There were no injuries reported and no structures were damaged. State lawmakers will be in Santa Fe on Thursday for the beginning of a special session called by the governor last month. The main purpose of it will be to address an estimated $2.4 billion deficit for the current and upcoming fiscal year, caused by the oil and gas industry's downturn and the coronavirus. District 54 State Representative Jim Townsend of Artesia and the minority floor leader lay the deficit right at the governor's feet.
You know, when you continue to spend money in the manner that she did, and has just disrespectful to the state of New Mexico taxpayer.
Townsend states that Governor Lujan Grisham has told the media that she's been working on both sides of the aisle to work on a solution to the deficit.
She's not working with anyone on this side of the aisle. So if she wants to say she's talking to those leaders on the Democratic side, that probably is true. But we're not hearing a word from her.
The Lee County Sheriff's Office has been lambasted on social media sites regarding the shooting death of a pit bull by a deputy last week during an investigation in Hobbs. Sheriff Corey Helton responds.
You know, first and foremost, the loss of any life, whether it's human or animal, it's unfortunate. I understand that. Dog attacked the investigator, came at the investigator, and he fired two shots. And again, it's unfortunate. End of the day, I stand with Investigator Brown.
Mescalero President Gabe Aguilar announced that the Mescalero Truck Stop Casino just west of Redoso on Highway 70 reopened on Monday, and the Inn of the Mountain Gods Casino at the reservation will reopen next Monday. However, with stipulations, anyone entering either casino will be given a mask to wear inside, and there will be no smoking. Smoking was allowed prior to the COVID-19 outbreak in March. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.